Hello, everybody. So my name's Blanca Kobayashi, and I'm going to try and move it. Yes, perfect. So me together with my husband, Kingsley, Ziv, I'm sorry, I'm hearing myself back from somewhere. Okay, perfect. And once we kind of go through that process, we will choose the materials together. I'll do the contract. I will choose the contractors that would work on your project, and I would report to you. So you actually don't. The only person you need to talk to actually is me. So you don't have to deal with any of the Japanese contractor or any of the contractor I'm dealing with. And then you will actually come just at the property inspection when we are done. So it would make your life much more significantly easier throughout the whole process of renovating. We renovate residential and commercial properties in Tokyo, Chiba, Saitama. We basically go anywhere where we can drive within 2 to 3 hours. If it's longer than that, it's still doable, but specific conditions apply in that cases. So right now, what I want to talk about today, because that's on a lot of people's minds, is the amendments to the new Building Standard Act. If you are buying single story house that it's under 200 square meters, or also if you are not planning to do too much of a structural work. So in terms of if your renovation is going to be less than 50% of the structural work, you don't really have to worry yourself that much with the new amendments. It is only if you are buying a very old house that is wooden construction, two floors, and 200 square meters and more, you will have to comply with the new building Standard Act. Why was the whole Standard Act started in 1950? It was because after the war, Japan didn't have enough homes, and the buildings that were built during that time, the importance was put on quantity and speed over quality. So at that point, they were building apartments and houses quickly just so they have new places to stay for their people, but they were not really worried about the quality of the work that we're doing. But right now, a lot of things are changing, and also a lot of things are now changing in terms of environmental effects. And right now, you can, even in Japan, people are now starting to think about things like insulation, or you know, double panel windows, things like that. So the new Building Act also has a special section that goes about that. So because in Japan there's more and more, I would not say more and more disasters, but the buildings are old, so a lot of them get damaged by typhoons and earthquakes. So the new amendments are also about that. So it will be safer for the people to live in. A lot of those laws also have a lot to do with a lot of foreigners buying houses here and then just thinking they can do whatever because they are doing it DIY and they are not that worried about the beams and, you know, structural this and that, and they then it end up being a problem. But as I mentioned, most of this is if you are doing more than 50% of the structural work, which means that you are changing the floor plan completely, you are knocking down walls, you are tearing apart the floorings and this and that. If you are buying a house or if you are looking at the house that needs more than 50% of structural work, my best advice would be walk away, keep looking. But if you, for some reason, are really set on doing that and fixing all that much, then be ready that from now on, from 1st of April, you will actually need to spend much more money. I'm going to try and move this somehow. And it's, again, it's not moving.
We are not moving.
So,
you see, this happens.
I don't know how to. Okay, let's try here. Okay, perfect. So from now on, you will have to, it will cost you much more money, and that is because of the paperwork you will need. In general, it will cost you anywhere from 500,000 upwards just to get some of the paperwork done. And that is because unless you are a Japanese architect or construction worker, it will be very difficult for you to fill in all the paperwork in correct Japanese with the proper drawings. And also a lot of the older buildings, if you are getting building that was built before 1981, that building most probably will not have most of the paperwork you need. So you will have to start from the beginning and get an extra drawings, extra paperwork done just to be able to even apply. So just, you know, you have to always decide what it is that you want to do. So they are thinking, all these things are actually mostly focused on wooden houses. A lot of the houses that, for example, Anton is buying, they will be in more problems because according to the new law, if these houses are not accessible by a road, then they cannot be rebuilt. And right now there will also be issues to have them renovated. Until now, you could have been renovating them whichever way you wanted. But from the new law, you also can't renovate because, for example, they will not allow you to fix the roofing. If you don't have a proper roofing, you have a problem. One of the theories why this is done is that they are hoping, a lot of the houses are kind of built one after another, with the house in the back might be completely blocked by the house in the front. And the hope for Japan right now is that when the house goes down, the house in the front will buy that house or the land or whatever is left out of it, and it will help them expand their land or, you know, use that. So there might be a good way for some of us that we own properties and we have those properties around us that might give us a little extra space. But we cannot really count on that because nobody knows if they actually will follow through with the owners of these properties to kind of force them to sell. Right now, what they are forcing them is that you cannot, not only that you cannot rebuild, which had been abused a lot in a lot of places, because they will tell you, as long as I'm leaving one beam of the old house, I'm actually not rebuilding, I'm renovating. So right now they are trying to get rid of that, and it will be from now on Sorry, this thing is a nightmare. Yeah. Okay. So from now on, that will be qualified. Everything in that house will be qualified as renovation. It will require extra paperwork, permissions. And for the houses that are without proper roads, they will not be allowed to renovate as well. So they are putting new categories on the houses. You can probably do all the documentations by yourself, but as I mentioned, it will be really difficult. So you will need to hire a company. There are specialized companies that will do the paperwork for you and submit on your behalf. And that would also increase the cost for you. So unfortunately, you have to right now count when you're buying any house, you have to count on that, whether you want to do this or not, if you can actually afford it. When you're buying house like that, you might also right now, because of the increased heat and humidity in Japan, they right now, for example, require a different energy conservation techniques to be used in the houses. So you also have to look at the house you are about to purchase and renovate, if the house can carry that. As Anton mentioned, very often in Japan, when your roofing is faulty, they will tell you do not fix that roof. They actually put an extra roofing on your already existing roofing. That is a very, very typical way of fixing a roofing in Japan right now. So you have to decide, like, is that actually something you can do or you cannot do? Will your house carry that, or will the house not be able to carry it? A lot of city halls is giving people different grants for things like solar power or windows. Right now, double panel windows, triple panel windows. They found out that it's actually a great way to conserve energy, or on the other hand, in the summer, keep the houses cooler, and that way, you know, you don't have to use so much air condition. A lot of the city halls, they will give you, I believe, up to 600,000 in grants for windows and up to 2 million for solar panels. So you can actually also figure out in the city hall of the house you bought or you are buying what you are entitled for, and by when you have to complete it to be able to receive these kind of grants. So you see, I've already mentioned this, the type 2 building are now the buildings that have more than two floors and over 200 square meters total floor area. There is not that many houses in Japan that actually are like that. Most of the houses, especially the old houses that you know, are for sale, they are smaller, so it's not that big that an issue. Normally, the single-story wooden buildings under 200 square meters are not, you do not have to have those permits, but unless it is in heavily, like in urban areas. So if you actually do buy a building like that in Tokyo, they might still force you, there still might be a requirement for you to actually comply with the new law. So you, again, when you are buying or interested in buying in an area like that, you have to figure out with the city hall, well, what is it that they are requiring or not requiring, and how you can keep that going. So until now, when you were doing any renovations in the buildings that are less than 200 square meters, you actually didn't need any permit. So you just, you know, went, you do whatever you wanted. And that resulted in a lot of damage. And right now, so they're trying to correct that. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it comes as Japan, it comes with a lot of paperwork included in that and a lot of extra cost, extra safety checks, because they will come, you have to submit paperwork and drawings before, and then they will come and they do the check. In apartments, if you are owning an apartment, no matter how big or where or how, because the building, when you bought it, it has the kumiai, it has kind of the co-owners association, you have to submit, you have to apply for permission to renovate anyways. A lot of people don't know this because they think it's my apartment, I can do whatever. It's actually not true. If your apartment is in an apartment building, your contractor has to apply for a permission to renovate your apartment. And they have to submit the changes they will be doing and the materials they will be using, because the materials have to be, again, compliant with the building. They have to, if in case they want to knock any walls, most likely you will not get a permission to knock down the wall, right? So everything has to be approved before you actually do this in apartments. The fact that the apartment is yours, the building is not. So you have to be very compliant anyways. But now under the new law, there'll be even more restrictions, more paperwork needed. And unfortunately, if you do not comply, if you try to think like, oh, I'll do it and maybe they will not find out, or I'll apologize later, you can actually face penalties. When it comes to the apartment buildings, they can force you to do like a sign. They can force you to co-sign a paper that, for example, even if you decide to sell that apartment, you have to warn the person, the new person that bought it, that you knocked down that wall and that they are liable for the damages and stuff like that. So you have to be very careful about the things that that you are doing with the buildings. They are saying that the whole thing is to encourage people to renovate, and that it's because also Japan is running out of space to rebuild houses, to build from scratch. A lot of the areas does not allow. For example, the residential areas right now, they have a different regulations in terms of a house, of the height of the houses that they did not have before. So then you would not be, allowed to rebuild, especially if it was like a multi-unit building, you would not be allowed to rebuild it into the height that it was, and you would lose space. So they do want to motivate people to be actually effectively renovating more, but they want everybody to be renovating with the earthquakes and everything in mind, and they want people to be thinking more about what they are doing before they are actually doing it. And that comes with they want you to really start thinking about insulating your house. In Japan, most of the houses are actually not insulated. And you can see like there's literally a draft going through the windows, going through the door. Winter, we just came out of winter. Winter in Japan is quite rough on a lot of the houses. So they want you to think about how to save energy, because electricity in Japan went really high. So everybody is encouraged to think about that. So to improve insulation, so you can reduce the heating in the winter, but also the cooling in the summer, because as uncomfortable winter is, summer in Japan is worse, or can be worse. If you're not using air condition, there's a lot of issues. There's actually a lot of people in Japan dying of heat stroke every summer because they can't afford the cooling and their apartments are just so stuffed that they'll end up getting a heat stroke and passing. So they want people to really think about the insulation in their house, and that's when that's part of the new standard act, and that's also where you can get the government subsidies. You've seen probably lately there's been a lot of earthquakes, a lot of buildings went down, so they want to ensure that the renovations are done with a proper safety measures, that good materials are used. But if it's a smaller building, if it's apartment, if it's small houses, family houses, they encourage use of timber. So they really do want us to be using nice, beautiful wooden beams. The good thing about the beams is if you use them strategically, they can also make for a very, very nice design in your house. You've seen some of the houses Anton did, and I think like the beams look really, really nice. When you are buying somebody's house, like when you are buying a used house, try and get a proper plan from them, because there would be literally plans of where the beams are inserted. We just had an issue in a house that we were renovating where we did not receive the plans. And when we were doing the walkthrough with the new owner was talking with the previous owners which walls they can, you know, knock down because they want to do something there. And the old owner was saying yes, yes, yes. When we knocked the walls down, we realized there are actually beams everywhere, and we had to start from the scratch, back to the whiteboard, and figure out how we can actually do the rooms there, because you cannot knock beams that go from the bottom to the top, because that the house will fall down. So you have to really, really think about how you're going to make sure that when a natural disaster hits, your house will not end up, in the rubble. That is what it is in Japan. And they also try and ensure, because for many years, everybody was saying that houses in Japan, they do not have any value, and that they are now trying to say that if you actually renovate your houses in with all these things in mind, that the houses would have a better value on the real estate market, which is true, because if anybody bought a house 5 years ago, unless it was a complete, unless it's in a bad location and stuff, the house definitely rose on value. So right now, renovations can, in Japan, improve the value, increase the value of your property. And you will see that in case if you are selling it longer than 4 or 5 years. So you will be able to do that. So I've listed some of the subsidies for you, just so you can get an idea that yes, the government is actually making it difficult for us, but on the other hand, they are also willing to help. There is a lady on social media, Horie-san, that is very skilled in subsidies. You can actually book a consultation with her or talk to her if you meet her, and she speaks English, and she's very, very good with subsidies. She might be able to help you. I think she works commission based. Or you'll go, if your Japanese is up to par, you go to your city hall and you'll tell them, okay, I'm buying a house here, or I bought a house here, I own a property here in this area. What are the subsidies that are available right now? And you have to figure out till when they are available, because there's always a deadline. So you don't want to start now and then, you know, you'll finish in summer, but the subsidy was until June. So that would not be much helpful. So you have to figure out until when you have to finish your work and submit the paperwork. And you should also ask how full the subsidy pool is, because all those subsidies, they are not endless. They have a limit. They have a kind of a budget. So make sure you actually ask the right questions. Everything that you do, whether, you know, it is house renovations or anything you are doing in life, actually comes to your due diligence. So you have to do it even with the renovations. So find out about the subsidies. You can get a lot of different money. There's money lying on the streets, even in Japan, if you know where to look for it. So just go and pick it up the right way. And as I mentioned, these things are done to ensure the safety of the buildings. And they, for us as renovation companies, they give us extra work. They give you as the property owners, they give you extra cost because nobody's going to do it for free. But they should down the line, they should actually kind of help us, help Japan, help you. Okay, 5 minutes. Help you with these things, so we kind of have a better life. Because anybody that actually lived in Japan through summer and a winter full time, they know how difficult it can be. So that's just in a quick from me about this law. The new law and the new information. I have a breakout session after this where I'm actually going to talk more about, you know, materials. And if you have a concrete project, then discuss your concrete projects. I will, you know, discuss with you what materials, for example, are popular right now, what materials you should avoid, because there's a lot of materials. I always, like, if I see that somebody wants it, I'm running away. So I can talk to you more in depth about actual renovations, but as for the session, we kind of told that it would be good to sum up together the new law. As a summary, unless you're buying a house that's falling apart, you don't have to worry about it that much. If you are planning to buy a house that needs all this much work, all this much structural work, good luck. Yeah. I'm saying straightforward, I'm not your girl when it comes to this. Don't call us because we're trying to stay away from these houses. They are very dangerous. There's a lot of responsibilities. So in general, my advice to you would be don't buy a house that has so many issues. Structural issues. Anything that is cosmetic can be fixed. Whether, you know, you can change a lot of things, but if like your roofing is not good, your beams are not good, the house is tilted. There's a lot of houses in Japan that are tilted, and they'll tell you, oh, it's okay. You can kind of, you know, you can lift it up, do this, do that. Don't do it. Run away. There's a lot of houses, as you know, there's a lot of houses available. So you don't have to settle on that one just because it's cheap. If it's cheap, it's going to cost you. There's a guy that bought a house in, I think it was Nagano, Niigata. Now he's posting everywhere all over social media trying to give it for free because nobody wants the house and he can't afford to have the house because he can't fix it. The house is complete shit show and nobody wants it. And he's giving it for free. So that's how, and you know, if it's free, that's going to cost you.
Well, Japan has so many free houses. That's what everybody says.
Yes. Yes. And if somebody calls you and tells you that Japan has so many free houses and you should get one from them, delete them off, you're like, block them.
Questions for Blanca, please. I will be running the mic because Seth is on the stream. Seth, do you have questions from the stream as well? Where is Seth? Okay.
Hi, Blanca. I just wanted to know, does ARC reform also help with property assessment and see what's wrong with the property if you want to buy it or not?
Yes, we do that. Of course, there's a charge for it, but yes, we can come there. Depending on the property, either we'll just do a simple walkthrough with you. If there is a deeper issue, then there would be the structural complete one. The structural engineer that would measure everything. You know, there are different types of inspections, and then depending on the condition of the property, we will recommend you which of the you should do. So yes, we do that.
Perfect. Thank you. Get one question from the stream. How much of a tilt is bad? 0.5 centimeters? Question mark?
This is a funny question. I knew that because we were doing it. I think they do. They don't. It's a percentage. It's a percentage. It's not a. Yeah. Yeah. If it's tilting, you run away.
Serious question.
That's what serious question.
Hi. So Would you be able to share with us the social media handle or how to find us, Horie-san, for the subsidies?
I will look that up. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Give it to you later.
Okay. Great. Yes. Thank you. And on that note, for the subsidies that you shared, do we know if those are applicable to single family homes and also mansions?
I don't know about mansions.
But single family homes.
Yeah, because for example, when it mentions, you cannot do windows just for your own place. You would have to do the second window. You cannot change the actual window just for your apartment. Usually the building will not allow it because they will want to do the whole windows on their own time. So the subsidies I usually know about is for the homes. Yeah.
Is that Yumiko Horie-san?
Yes.
She's coming tomorrow.
Oh, perfect.
She'll be here tomorrow.
Yes, you see, so Horie-san will be here tomorrow. You guys can...
With mansions, by the way, the balcony doesn't officially belong to you as well, so you can't renovate a balcony, just in case people have ideas about that. Any more questions in the room? Raise your hands, please. Going once, going twice. Yep.
Just one quick question. Just one quick question. So you mentioned that quite often they'll put roofings on top of other roofs. We have a place up in Minakami, and we're sort of going through this whole rigmarole now. With respect to flooring, what is the difference between basically a repair and, say, a renewal? I mean, the flooring needs to be redone, but I'm just wondering if I get away with that, a repair. I heard that someone told me that they would have, you have to put a floor on top of a floor, which I don't particularly want to do.
Yes. Well, in Japan again, the usual or like the very often you will find out if you're starting, if you want to fix your flooring, that you will peel off one layer of the flooring and you will find a layer under layer. And it's like a little peeling an onion. So they would have different layers because when they were fixing the flooring, they didn't want it to rip off the old one and then be most probably have to fix the floorboards as well. So they just put the new flooring over it. And then, you know, 10 years later, they put a new flooring over it again. So, but at some point you realize that that's not doable or you do not want all those floorings and you want to put a nice wooden flooring. So if you want to put a proper wooden flooring, you will have to tear all this down, fix the floorboards, and then that is considered basically a structural work because you're going to rip all this out. Also, another thing is usually a lot of people think they can kind of work around the new law by the 50% thing, by actually spacing the works, right? So they would say, oh, I'm just doing a flooring now, or I just knocked down one wall right now. Basically, by the new law, they can assess if your individual projects are too close together, then they will assess them as one continuous renovation. And then if that goes over the 50%, you have to, you know, go back, get all the permissions and then get the approvals. So you also have to think about these things. You can't do them too close to each other. But yeah, with the flooring, once you rip the flooring and basically exposing the baseboards and, you know, the wooden boards that it's under, that it's considered structural. Yes. No worries.
So again, also sort of in terms of this, the building doesn't have a kansei zumisho, whatever it is. I was also told that for seismic testing, they may have to do boring into the ground. Have you ever heard of that?
Can you repeat that, please?
So for the assessment of the building, I was also told that I may need to do boring, so they would actually bore into the ground to test the seismic testing or the stability of the ground. Have you heard anything about that at all?
They usually do that for new builds.
Right, so, exactly. But yeah, for secondhand buildings.
I haven't seen that for a secondhand building, or I didn't come across that. So I don't know. I've came across that with the new builds, but not with the renovation. But if you don't have that paper you were talking about, if you wanted to do any bigger work, you actually have to get that. Yeah, you will have to get that. And that will be like you're looking about a 1 million yen, around 500, between 500 to 1 million yen, I think, for the paperwork for to get that Yeah.
Folks, just for people on the stream as well, Blanca is here discussing renovations and legislation. Her company is not a structural inspection company. Their job is not to provide you with accurate measurements and tell you what's within legal limits or within reason or not. That's the job of a structural inspection company, not a renovation company. So complaining that she's not giving you accurate numbers for stuff that is not her job is a bit funny.